As I went through the north country, I heard a merry greeting, a pleasant toy and full of joy, two noble men were meeting. And as they walked for two to sport upon a summer's day, then with another noble man they went to make a fray. Whose name was Sir John Barleycorn, he dwelt down in a dale, who had a kinsman dwelt him nigh, they called him Thomas Goodale. Another named Richard Beer was ready at that time, another worthy knight was there called Sir William Whitewine. Some of them fought in a jack, some of them in a can, but the chiefest in a black pot, like a worthy noble man. Sir John Barleycorn fought in a bowl, who won the victory, and made them all to fume and swear that Barleycorn should die. Some said kill him, some said drown, others wished to hang him he, for as many as follow Barleycorn shall surely beggars die. Then with a plough they ploughed him up, and thus they did devise to bury him quick within the earth, and swore he should no rise. With harrows strong they combed him, and burst clods on his head. A joyful banquet then was made, when Barleycorn was dead. He rested still within the earth, till rain from skies did fall. Then he grew up in branches green, which sore amazed them all. And so grew up till midsummer, which made them all afeard, for he was sprouted up on he, and got a goodly beard. Then he grew till St. James's tide, his countenance was wan, for he was grown unto his strength, and thus became a man. With hooks and sickles keen, into the field they hied. They cut his legs off by the knees, and made him wounds full wide. Thus bloodily they cut him down, from place where he did stand. And like a thief for treachery, they bound him in a band. So then they took him up again, according to his kind, and packed him up in several stacks to wither with the wind. And with a pitchfork that was sharp, they rent him to the heart. And like a thief for treason vile, they bound him in a cart. And tending him with weapons strong, unto the town they hie, and straight they mowed him in a mow, and there they let him lie. Then he lay groaning by the walls, till all his wounds were sore. At length they took him up again, and cast him on the floor. They hired two with holly clubs to beat on him at once. They thwacked so on Barleycorn that flesh fell from the bones. And then they took him up again to fulfill women's mind. They dusted and they sifted him till he was almost blind. And then they knit him in a sack, which grieved him full sore. They steeped him in a fat, God wot, for 3 days' space and more. Then they took him up again and laid him for to dry. They cast him on a chamber floor and swore that he should die. They rubbed and they stirred him, and still they did him turn. The malt man swore that he should die, his body he would burn. They spitefully took him up again and threw him on a kill. So dried him there with fire hot, and thus they wrought their will. Then they brought him to the mill, and there they burst his bones. The miller swore to murder him betwixt a pair of stones. Then they took him up again and served him worse than that, for with hot scalding liquor store they washed him in a fat. But not content with this, God wot, that did him mickle harm. With threatening words they promised to beat him into barm. And lying in this danger deep, for fear that he should quarrel, they took him straight out of the fat and turned him in a barrel. And then they set a tap to him, even thus his death begun. They drew out every dram of blood, whilst any drop would run. Some brought jacks upon their backs, some brought bill and bow, and every man his weapon had, barleycorn to overthrow. When Sir John Goodale heard of this, he came with mickle might, and there he took their tongues away, their legs or else their sight. And thus Sir John in each respect so paid them all their hire, that some lay sleeping by the way, some tumbling in the mire. Some lay groaning by the walls, some in the streets downright. The best of them did scarcely know what they had done or night. All you good wives that brew good ale, God turn from you all teen. But if you put too much water in, the devil put out your een.